So the predictions around when a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready have mostly been conservative. Normally, it takes a fast vaccine development several years. There are a number of hoops to jump through, the actual pharmaceutical process, regulatory approval, but you also have to wait for the money. But the speed with which possible COVID-19 vaccines might be developed has been largely due to that last one, the money. We're joined now by Wealth Fund Manager, the CEO of Signia, Magda Wierzycka, on the line. A very good morning to you, Magda. Magda, welcome back to our program.
Hi there.
There's a clear opportunity for private finance to help drive scientific breakthroughs. In this case, it's medical. Why did you get involved with this effort?
Well, we got involved, kind of indirectly in that Signia launched a product, fund of funds product, investing in funds which will invest in a company called Oxford Science Innovation, which is a joint venture between asset managers and Oxford University, an exclusive joint venture which commercializes all the IP, which is worthy of commercialization and is spun out of Oxford. So, you know, since the structure was set up, Oxford Sciences Innovation, as a company was set up in 2015, they've spun out 80 companies. And one of those companies, Vasitech, is the company that, together with the Jenner Institute of Oxford, have developed all the IP behind what is the Oxford vaccine, or the vaccine that is being manufactured by AstraZeneca. So by, through our investment essentially in Oxford Sciences Innovation, we have become also an indirect shareholder in Vasitech and in the Oxford vaccine. And obviously, because of COVID-19, certainly my interest in vaccines and knowledge around vaccine development and what it takes, has grown exponentially. But what is so interesting about, the AstraZeneca version of the vaccine, as opposed to the Pfizer's and the Moderna's, which are all for profit, is that, AstraZeneca and Oxford have already said that they will not make a profit out of this vaccine until such time as COVID-19 is no longer a pandemic. So, this is a good example of what corporate capital can do while doing good.
And I imagine that will try and settle the disquiet of those who would have a mistrust of the role of the private sector in such efforts.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really a best example of kind of impact investing, where you can truly help humanity and in time make returns. So certainly, given that these vaccines will become annual vaccines, so no vaccine has been developed yet, which is, for life. All these vaccines are going to be annual flu shots. There will be annuity revenue income that can be derived from this vaccine in time. But while it's affecting humanity as negatively as it is, we're actually quite proud to be associated with an investment which is truly for the good of humanity. And what's so interesting about the AstraZeneca vaccine is that it's the first vaccine where the effectiveness, efficacy and effectiveness are one and the same. One is, related to effectiveness in clinical trials. The other word, effectiveness in real life. But the AstraZeneca vaccine obviously came out with a trial result yesterday, very, very positive results, showing, with a double dose vaccine, you get effectively 90% effectiveness in the production of high level of antibodies to COVID-19 virus. But what is special about the AstraZeneca vaccine, in particular Oxford vaccine, is that it doesn't require any extraordinary storage. So the other vaccines have to be stored at, minus 70 degrees. AstraZeneca can be stored in a fridge at between minus 2 to minus 8 degrees. And it has, long shelf life, whereas, again, the others are a couple of days.
To come in there, Magda, also I'm hearing it's going to be produced at a much faster rate, up to four times, for example, compared to the Pfizer one. Where does this place us as South Africa, then, in terms of where we are positioned in the queue?
Well, this is the interesting thing that I think we saw Angela Merkel at G20 almost criticizing developed markets for not coordinating the efforts better in trying to secure vaccines for the developing world, because all the developed markets have placed large orders with all these pharmaceutical manufacturing companies. For instance, you know, with AstraZeneca, which also has outsourced some of its manufacturing to Serum Institute of India and a number of others. You know, the developed markets have placed orders. I mean, the manufacturing process actually started before the vaccines were proved to be effective, because there was this broad recognition that we can't wait for manufacturing to only kick off, you know, when the vaccines are effective. So, for instance, AstraZeneca started manufacturing in April and May, but almost immediately, U.S. placed a $1 billion order for the AstraZeneca vaccines. Obviously, U.K. in this case will be the first in the queue, and they've already said that they will start the vaccination program in December, towards the end of December, running up until April. And developing markets, you know, despite the fact that, for instance, you know, some of the trials for the Oxford vaccine were run in South Africa, I would have thought that at government level, we would have been engaging with these manufacturing firms in a much stronger manner to try and secure dosage for developing markets for South Africa. I think Bill Gates Foundation is trying very hard, despite all the conspiracy theories around Bill Gates. He's doing a lot of good, and he is desperately trying to make sure that developing markets also get their dose. You know, I'm also involved in a couple of other investment initiatives apart from the AstraZeneca one. And, you know, if there's any role I can play in at least helping South Africa, I certainly will.
Right, but it does sound like everybody still needs to get around the table to make this a collective effort for South Africa. Congratulations on your investment. I think you came in at just the right time. We'll obviously watch this story develop with a keen interest. Mark Wierzycka there, the CEO and founder of Signia, a wealth fund really that's given South African investors exposure to the global healthcare industry.